And we have O'Neill Public School Superintendent Amy Shane. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Little chilly out there this morning.
It
nice little
brisk.
Breeze.
And, yeah, it's brisk. Little breeze blowing and
leaves are all coming down.
They so are.
Looking like
Get
fall.
Your rakes out.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes, for sure.
Well, what's been going on at O'Neill Public Schools here this past week?
Well, Scott, our golfers were in action twice last week. They traveled to Valentine on Wednesday, posting a team score of 447, placing third out of six teams. Medalists were Olivia Jarman, shooting a 103 for 8th place, and Kaylin Goffenbaugh, shooting a 99 for 4th place. The following day, they traveled to Wayne for their invite. The team bettered their score, shooting a 436, good enough for 7th out of 15. Medalists were Madison Hampton, who shot a 102 for 14th, and Kaylin Goffenbaugh, who shot a 100 for 12th. The girls are hosting a varsity triangular with Westholt and Ainsworth today, as well as the O'Neill Junior Varsity invite. Both of those start at 4:15, so course will be busy.
You bet, yeah.
On Thursday, they're going to travel to Battle Creek for the Mid-State Conference meet. The Eagle Cross Country teams competed at the Boone Central Individual Invitational meet on Friday. There were 130 runners in the boys' race and 63 competitors in the girls' race. Our girls' team placed third as a team. Ashley Dickaw led the team with a 9th-place finish and medaled second in the freshman division. Faith Williamson placed 13th. Annie Corkle was 17th and medaled 5th in the freshman division. Yoslin Kayaks placed 20th overall and was 3rd in the sophomore division. The boys' team placed 3rd as a team. Leading the team again was Brady Thompson, who placed 3rd overall and medaled 2nd in the junior class. Ty Rainforth placed 15th overall and was 4th overall in the junior division. Colin Cartella was 20th overall and 2nd in the sophomore division. The varsity will be traveling to Kearney, as you mentioned, Scott, today. Take part in that large meet. That's a really big UNK meet. And then all the teams will be running at the Westholt Invitational on Thursday, October 1st. That Invitational begins at 4 p.m. It's a good time to come watch them run.
You bet.
A nice Holt County meet. So the boys lost a heartbreaker Friday night at Broken Bow, 33-41 in overtime. They'll take on the undefeated Pierce Blue Jays at home on Friday night. The Little Girls Cheer Clinic that was scheduled for Friday has been canceled this year due to COVID, and it'll be back in 2021. The softball girls hosted the always tough Guardian Angels last Tuesday and fell 13-0, but they bounced back to take second place at the Central City Invite on Saturday. They defeated Skyler 12-0, David City Aquinas 8-7, and then fell to the home team by a score of 6-2. They wrap up their regular season this week already. Hard to believe some of our fall sports are wrapping up. They'll be hosting South Sioux City tomorrow, Ord on Thursday, and then they'll take part in the Mid-State Conference Tournament at West Point on Saturday. Good luck, girls. Finish strong. Our volleyball team has played 7 games since last Monday. Tuesday night, they traveled to Clearwater and brought home 2 wins, defeating both Creighton and Summerland. Thursday night at home wasn't quite the same story as they fell to Wayne and Hardington Cedar Catholic. They then took part in the Riverside tournament on Saturday, where they went 2-1, defeating Riverside and Twin River before falling to undefeated Lutheran High Northeast. They're off until Thursday, when they'll travel to Ainsworth, and then they will travel to Wisner to take part in their tournament on Saturday. I think maybe next week's the last week for their fall as well.
Season's so moving.
It is. We have state range judging tomorrow. Good luck to all those FFA participants. Should have some results from that next week. Miles of Smiles will be at the elementary school tomorrow as well. Thanks to the North Central District Health Department for sponsoring this. The Screaming Eagle Band will be taking part in their only non-virtual competition this Wednesday. They'll travel to perform at Pierce.
Get those new band uniforms.
That's right. Let's show those babies off. They look so sharp. They really do look nice. Our Developing Eagles After School Program staff are going to be taking part in the Get Connected After School Conference, and that will be held virtually this year. They do a great job with our students after school hours, and we thank them for all their hard work.
You bet.
So I think that's about where we're at. All like right. I say, we're kind of wrapping things up for the fall season.
That's right. And everybody have a good week. And they can always check out the O'Neill Public Schools website for all kinds of good information.
You bet. We try and keep that as updated as possible.
And Amy, we did have Deb Waterman in last week talking about if anybody wanted to donate some.
Yes, that was very kind of her to coordinate that drive for both O'Neill Public and St. Mary's. Of course, with COVID, our water fountains are not able to be used. Yep. Don't want to share those germs. Everyone's supposed to bring their own water bottle. You know, we have students who either forget them at home. Right. I know my kids did a lot of that. Right. Or, you know, maybe they can't afford their own reusable water bottle. So Deb was kind enough to start a water drive that's available to all of the students here in O'Neill, St. Mary's and O'Neill Public. They can drop that off at my office, central office, you know, anytime between 8 and 5.
Okay.
They're also, I believe, taking cash donations for snacks. Because of COVID, we've had to really spread our lunch schedule out. And so we've got some kiddos eating pretty early in the morning. So by the time afternoon rolls around, they're ready for a snack. We also have some kids eating pretty late in the afternoon. And so in the morning, they get hungry as well. So, a big shout out to Deb. Thanks for that.
All right. Amy, have a great week.
You too, Scott.
Yep, Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public School.